Wake up. We in it to win, episode number 10. Hey, make sure y'all get this out, man. Forward this to all them boys in the NFL draft right now. This podcast need to be heard. I'm telling you, man, it'll be something good if you working out. Don't listen to it yet now. If you're going to work out, or maybe if you walk and you're cleaning up your house, or whatever you might be doing, even for them guys, you know, who might be stretching, getting ready for a day of working out, or you going doing your little job, put this on, man. We talking about finances and how far on your family, how, you know, ways of dealing with your money, or, you know, whatever the case may be, or just buying them stuff. Like, when you make it, just like LeBron James done brought up in this episode on HBO. Like, and that's a good question. Like, do you owe your friends and families when you make it? That's a real good question. Do you owe them? And that's what we talk about in this episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Episode number 10. Let's win. We in the Life Football Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Fee.
This your boy C-Mo straight coming out of Bartow, baby. What happened?
Ain't nothing, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Quincy, Florida in the high. Tallahassee, Florida in the high. Alabama State. This feel great. I see y'all got a few more days out for y'all kickoff spring ball, but that seemed kind of late to me. Like, oh, y'all should have been started already. But all in all, man, we appreciate y'all for checking us out and, you know, being attentive to the podcast. And, hey, man, y'all come back every week. We're going to get y'all that heat straight out the streets, baby. Hey, and I saw some on LeBron James with the barbershop when he was in there talking, and the question came up about, do you owe your family members or friends when you make it? And that's a real interesting question, because I think you should first look out for yourself. That's how I feel. You should first look out for yourself, man, and look at all your options and everything that's going on with you. I also, you know, think, okay, well, in my situation, what I would do, and everybody's situation is going to be different, but I'm going to make sure I focus on, okay, yeah, I want to do for my family. Yeah, I want to make it, you know, make this experience great for all of us, but I want to make this a long-haul situation. I'm going to take some classes myself, because I notice people, they'll go get a lawyer to do this, or accountant to do this. Like, yeah, you need those people to kind of, you know, guide you, but I ain't finna have them running everything for me. I might just have them giving me advice, not them having my money in their hands and I'm doing the stuff they want me to do. I'm going to take a little advice. Well, okay, well, maybe you should look at doing this. Maybe you should. They ain't going to know how much money I have or what I'm, you know, paying every month. Because I notice they have some people who pay stuff for them every month. And I think you should be accountable and know what you're paying for yourself every month, man. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. And Master P made a great comment one time, statement. Master P said, listen, you out here giving all these people your money. Why not hire somebody? And it's kind of like what LeBron James did. Hire somebody, you know, if they want money from you, hire them. But what LeBron James did, you know, the people around him, that was Master P, he was saying, hire the people around y'all who, you know, trying to mooch off you. Hey, come on, I'm going to give you a job. Instead of you paying this person that you don't know at all, and they got full control of your money, you should look at other ways of handling your business. What you think, C-Mo?
Hey, I'm like you. You need to go and educate the people around you, like LeBron. I would really be trying to figure out how he did that. So when all your homeboys ask you, hey, dog, you done went to the league. Hey, fly me up too. Fly me up. Fly me this. Fly me there. Buy this. Hey, let me hold about 10 grand, man. And you got your mama. You gonna get me that house? You gonna get me that car? They don't even know that you might only be in the NFL, because nobody knows. So your NFL limit might only be 2 to 4 years. Now you done. you done maxed out all your money. So now it's like you never even went to the NFL. The only thing you got is the experience that you had and them videos when you go back and look at it and seeing that you played, but you have no money to show that you was there. You didn't look to the long haul. You didn't look that you was only 20 years old, and when you 34, what you gonna have then? Where you gonna be at? How you gonna be living? You done bought this big boy house, 6.8 mil, and now you can't even make the payments on it. You ain't buying cash, you making monthly payments on it. So now you got to give it up. Now you got to go sell your house, hopefully make some money off of it. The house that you bought your mama, you probably didn't buy that cash. So now she got to sell that. So now you back at square one, and you went real high, and then you came back low. That's going to hurt, man. So if I was y'all, anybody really, man, I'm taking financial classes. Financial class. I'm reading financial books. I'm reading books on Philip Buchanan got a book out about how his family did him, The New Way of Money. So I would read that book since he went to the NFL and he going to live basically how most of y'all boys want to live. Y'all want to go. Most of them little young guys, man, going to want to go to the strip club, going to want to go out and hang out, get all the gas, spend all this money. And at the end of the day, you be dead broke. Don't even know why and how, but you dead broke. Don't know where the money went. And then your agent, they try, not all agents, but a good amount of them trying to take your money. Everybody want to come holler at you because everybody wants something from you. But nobody was there when you was out there grinding in high school. Nobody was out there when you was grinding that first year of college, that second year of college. They came when they really saw that meal ticket on your price tag. When them boys look at you and say, man, you money. Let me get on this ride. So I would definitely do everything you just said, Fizz. I'm looking in there. If you want money from me, first of all, mama, daddy, I love y'all. Now, my people in a bad, bad situation. Now, then I go look to get them something. But it ain't going to be nothing big. It might be getting them a crib out that neighborhood into a nice little neighborhood for about 80 to 100 grand. No more than like 140. And then after that, I gotta get me. Because that's the end of ball game. They grown, I'm grown. I definitely love them for taking care of me. But that was their responsibility. They had me. I didn't just wake up and say, hey, I want to be on earth today. So they had me. They should take care of me. That's what I think about it, Mike. That's how I see it.
We got the NFL draft coming up, man. A lot of guys finna be in these situations. A lot of y'all finna be in these situations. NBA draft ain't too far after that. So you got to think, do I really need to blow this money? Like Seymour was saying, you blowing your money in the strip club. That's dumb, man. Going there like a little bit above a regular person. Just going there like a little bit above a regular person. You ain't got to throw no $1,000. Take you about 400 and they'll have you a good time. That's still a lot of money, but if you somewhere in the first or second round, yeah, you got a good little piece of pocket change on you. But man, you ain't got to go in there and spray. He made it rain in there, dog. Nah, that's stupid. Or if you're going to, like Seymour saying, if you're going to go purchase your family some stuff, and another great point you made too, Seymour. Mm-hmm. Was about my boy Philip Buchanan, that book he got. I encourage anybody who on the way to some money, anybody who on the way to some money, go get that book. Go get that Philip Buchanan book, man. He gonna tie you up real good because he exposed a lot of stuff. This man, mama, told him he better get her $1 million. Like, she pretty much made him, hey, yeah, you gonna have to give me $1 million. After he had already bought some stuff for him. Nah, it's like the people don't even consider you or what you got going on. I can understand people want some, but see me, that's like my thought. If somebody got a lot of money around me, see more Teddy. I'm, and if they offer me something, hey man, just get me this. No, I want to get you five pair of shoes. No, I'm good with one, man. You sure you don't want the five? No. But see, that's me. Other people not gonna think because they ain't even caring about you. That's what we live in. We live in a selfish world. We live in a selfish world. Y'all ain't thinking about when y'all get married, when you get kids, later on down in life, when you're gonna be retired. You know, you got a lot of things you need to think about. A lot you got to start thinking about. I mean, you mess around and wreck one of them cars, you talking about a bill. Simo,
Yes, sir.
what that what them cost you to be? I mean, what they call that when you have to pay like the that payment before you like you wreck your car and you, I don't know why they do that, but they make you pay a little
Oh, the
some kind of
deductible.
yeah, the deductible. That's stupid to me anyway. A car like y'all boy riding a Range Rover, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, man, your deductible gonna be about at least 10 grand, at least 5 to 10. I guarantee you wreck that car, it's gonna be $5,000 to $10,000.
Yeah, it
That's
gonna get
stupid.
crazy.
And then you ain't gotta go get your mama no Range Rover, no Escalade. You can go get a brand new camera. I ain't gonna never forget when I saw Kendrick Lamar. And then man, he got millions. I know he at least got 20 mil in the bank. Kendrick Lamar went and bought his sister a brand new camera, and everybody on social media went crazy. Kendrick Lamar bought his sister a Camry. Oh, I can't believe it. That's stupid. All them cars he got. He got 10 cars and all this. That's Kendrick Lamar money. His sister was just getting ready to go to college. What she need with a Lamborghini out there when somebody trying to run up on her and rob her, and the boys out there trying to play her anyway? They already know she Kendrick Lamar's sister. So they finna try to holler, hey girl, what's up? They gonna be just lying and trying to holler at her anyway. Go, ain't nothing wrong with a brand new Camry. I'll go get you a let me see. Probably about, like C-Mo said, like he said, you know, you can go get them another house in that community, or you can just get their house remodeled. Get the whole house re-gutted outside and inside. So, hey, C-Mo, then y'all get y'all house repainted, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, did y'all do the, what that was, the outside or the inside?
The outside, we painted the
How
inside
much that cost?
ourselves.
How much the whole outside cost? Just the outside, because y'all had somebody come do that. How much that cost?
I think a total with the paint included about 1,100, 1,200.
Come on, man. That's easy work. So you talking about going buy your mama $300,000, $400,000 house, and you mess around and have to make her move out of that house 8 years later because you ain't handling your business. Oh, that's embarrassing and that's disrespectful. Go ahead and you could just remodel the house. Go ahead, take you about 30, 40 grand, probably a good 50, 50 grand, redo the whole house, inside and out. That had that thing looking, I'm talking about top notch, beautiful. Sure, your mama come in there, she go to smiling and screaming. Cause guess what? With them big boy houses, say you get a $500,000 house. A $500,000 house, your yearly taxes on that house gonna be anywhere from about 10 grand to maybe 20, 10 to 20 grand. And depending on where you living at, shoot, them HOA gonna be hitting you across the head. Cause I know certain places that them gay community, where them golf courses at, man, these people paying $1,000 a month in HOA fees. So you gotta think about all that. I mean, and then oh yeah, you know, like when you paying the that tax, what they call that, the taxes on your car every year. Gonna have to. I mean, say like for instance, like a brand new car might be like 160, 170 every year for the tag. I don't even know why we have to pay for that anyway. Don't mind tag, but 170 every year. Man, you'll mess around and pay on them cars, and you messing around have four or five cars plus your mama car. Now every year you paying $1,500 to $2,000 on something extra. And if you notice, your bill just keep rising. They keep going up. They keep going up. The HOAs and fees, your insurance. And insurance on them cars ain't gonna be cheap at all every month. I just talked about the deductible. I ain't talking about your monthly insurance. Insurance on a $500,000 house, man, you're gonna be paying about $600-$700. That's on the low end a month. But hey, that's my take on it. Seymour, you got anything else on that bit, dog?
I'm like you, man. HOA fees, they ain't including, even if you paid for a big boy house and you paid it off, you still got taxes on it. Say the taxes that you bought for your the house that you bought your mama, you ain't buy the biggest house, but you got it right. Now you done got out the NFL, or you got out way before you thought. And that money, them millions of dollars ain't coming every year. So now you might only be getting, if you even made it to the retirement part of the NFL, let's say you're getting an $80,000 check a year. And your mama home taxes for the year comes up to basically about $1,000 a month. Man, if she ain't got the money to pay for it, guess who got to pay for it? You are. She got to get up out of there. And the HOA fees, say they high. Like Mike said, so say the HO fee is $1,000, HOA fee is $1,000, and the taxes a month is about $1,000. Man, that's $2,000 a month your mama or you got to come up with. Man, that's crazy. See, that's the backside of numbers that y'all not even realizing. That's slaughtering you. I'll be really trying to take my money, trying to figure out how can I make more money. Not more money in a crazy way, but how can I get close enough to LeBron to see what he doing? Close enough to Kobe to see what he doing? Or what kind of ideals can I come up with that can actually be a benefit to me? Can I sit my money in this stock and throw about 10 grand to it instead of going to the strip club, throwing all my money away, instead of just loaning 10,000 out because they asked for it? I put 10,000 in this stock and let it go for 3 years. And in 3 years, you done noticed it went up every year, so you throw 10 every year into it, and you done got 30 grand in it, and that 30 grand turned into 6.8 mil. Now, it don't have to happen that fast, but it can happen. But people want to throw their money away on all this fast life stuff that at the end of the day, if you ain't making that money work for you, you really just taking money and it's deleting every time it go to your account. Deleting. It's just deleting away. Delete, 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 delete. It's like if you get a bunch of text messages and you clear it out, you got to wait till the next one come in and start it up. And you clear it out again. Well, why not add to your bank account? Why not be so happy to see, man, I got 500,000 in there. Okay. Next check. I got another 500 grand. How much you done spent? Shoot, I only spent like $1,000 each month out of it. Oh boy, you living good. But see, everybody want a ball. I had a friend tell me that was in the NFL. Man, I can't ride around in no Honda, man, when everybody else pulling up in them nice wheels. Well, to me, really, that means you ain't got your mind right. Because you don't know how long you're going to be in. And you know the person that's driving them big boy wheels probably making a whole lot of money. If not, they in the same boat as you, just wasting money. And when it's all said and done, you have nothing to account for. I done seen boys getting ready for the draft, let the agent buy them this, that, and the third. And, man, they get that money back from y'all plus some. And you don't
hold on,
know.
Hold on, Simo. Hold up. I forgot about that. Y'all boys getting this advance money, and a lot of it coming from the bank. A lot of it coming from the bank. And matter of fact, they call it a line of credit. That's what they call it. I don't know why that slipped my mind. They call it a line of credit. And you mess around, you get that money, and you be spending it, and you thinking your agent doing this and doing that for you. Guess what? You're gonna have to reimburse your agent back. And now you gotta go ahead and you already $100,000, $50,000 in debt. Now you gotta pay that. And just like Seymour saying, and I forgot about this, yeah, you gotta pay for your yard care. Now me and Seymour, we ain't the richest of the richest folk, but we don't like to get be out there cutting and hustling, trying to cut our grass neither. So, you know, say if they charge me and somebody like Seymour $100 a month, that's what they usually call charge. Anywhere from probably $60 to $100 a month for a regular size yard, regular people out here in the world. Man, you get out here and get these big yards, and sometimes just cause you in a nice neighborhood, they're gonna charge you anywhere just on the strength. Okay, well, they're gonna say, well, oh yeah, it's $200 every time we come cut it. So that's an easy $400 a month. Or if you live somewhere like Florida, California, or that place where grass grow all the time, and you people want the grass cut all the time, that's an easy $1,000 a month.
Gone. Not
So man, y'all.
even include my daycare bills, child care. If you got them babies already, man, you know that girl gonna want some money. She, if you ain't on child support, you gonna be giving up a lot of money just to please her. Cause it, and then on top of that, she gonna have her mama saying, "Girl, I need something too. Get me a car." "Mama, I can't do that." "Well, get you a car and let me drive it. I done raised you all these years, so you gonna be looking out for their mama too." They daddy and their brother gonna want a little something. Man, it's gonna everybody got their hand out. But you honestly don't have to look at none of them hands because you doing all the hard work. You putting in the grind. And y'all better start getting yourselves together and learn how to start saying no right now. "No, I can't do that. Maybe later, but I can't do it right now." That's a good one. "No, I can't do it right now, but maybe later." That
And
way
I forgot.
you ain't tell them a certified no, but it is no.
And I forgot about that, what you just said about that. If you have kids, that's another expense. That's why y'all need to tighten up, put that strap on, go. And when I'm talking about a strap, I ain't talking about no gun. I'm talking about a condom. Strap it up. Or you mess around and be out here like Antonio Cromartie with all them kids. You know, now I know the man love his kids. All of us, you know, when you have them and you around them, you love them. But that's a disrespectful situation where you got a kid here, a kid there. They ain't spending no time with you. Now you already losing on that end. Now you got to be paying the mamas every month. And now that's going to cause a little friction between you, the mama you got the baby, the baby mama. Now it's gonna be friction between you and her, and you and your girl, which you might have a baby with her. And now you mess around, leave her, then you go get married and have a baby. And guess what? It's friction all kind of ways, cause they don't want you talking to them, and then now that's gonna lead you not really talking to your child as much. Now that's gonna lead to you being frustrated and lashing out, cussing, doing this and that. And then all that money coming out your pocket, they ain't gonna just want the money every month for no child support. They gonna want money for field trips. They gonna want money. Me and Seymour, we got kids. Our kids in ballet. You know, they gonna want money to put these babies in the ballet, and they gonna want a top-notch ballet. I'm talking about they gonna the top-notch dance teams and and guess what? They ain't gonna want to send them to no public school. Seymour teaching the public school, and he do a good job. But guess what? They gonna look at public school like that's a disrespect. My baby can't go to no public school.
Private school only, baby. Private school.
Private school only. And guess what? That's another expense.
That's
Now
about
guess what
more than 10 grand right there a year.
you easy. Y'all heard what he said now? 4 to 10, and that's fact.
And
That's a fact.
that's at the 3-year-old class all the way up to 12th. They hitting you across the head.
It's a school in Jacksonville. I was at a North Florida Christian football game one night, and I told Seymour about this. It was a parent there, and me and him were talking. And he asked me how much, you know, it cost to go to North Florida Christian. And I told him, man, I ain't know. I said, I don't know exactly, you know. I said, I'm pretty sure, you know. It cost quite a bit, but I don't know. He said, "Yeah, man. Well, this is getting kind of frustrating, man. They keep going up on our rates. You know, we at 11 11,200 for the year, and they were talking about going up 11,800 the next year. That's a lot of money. Now, true enough, you know, if you budget your money out, regular people can do that, or middle class people. But that's what you want. That's putting you in a real tight spot. Now, fella, think about all this me and C-Mo saying now. These bills keep adding up. Adding up. And C-Mo right, too. That thing do be about $4,000 to $10,000. And you mention around. Go ahead. Go ahead, C-Mo.
Because everybody want the best for their child, and now they think you got. See what's crazy? Everybody think because you go to the NFL, you got like that. They don't be understanding that your money might be at the bottom of the totem pole. You getting taxed in this state, taxed in this state, taxed in that state, and man, by the time you get, you got a million, you make $1 million a year, but by the time all the taxes hit it, you really only made, let's say, 700,000, 800, anywhere from 500. So let's say 5 to 8 grand. I mean 500,000 or 600,000 to 800,000 you done made. And then now you gotta pay the agent and everything else. Man, by the time you get down to that money, you really ain't left with nothing. Ain't left with nothing, man. But everybody still got their hands out. Not even knowing that you ain't even making it. Some boys don't even be looking at their bank account and begin money just getting stole out the account. That's one of the craziest things to me. Ain't nobody latching on to my account. You don't get nothing out my account unless I tell you to get it. And if I tell you to get it, you're not going to get it. I go get it for you. But I don't know, man. That's how I feel about it, man.
This ain't just for regular people. I mean, for NFL people or NBA. This for regular people too, man. This conversation right here. If you really listen to what we saying, man, cause a lot of people and a lot of people get caught up in the newest and the biggest and the brightest. Oh, I want a new car. Now, see, I said that with Kendrick Lamar sister getting that Camry. Us regular folks, that gonna hurt us too.
And we don't even try to get the Camry. We trying to get the big boy car. I want the $40,000 truck, $50,000 truck. Now your payment's 8, 9, 10. Well, not 10, but $1,000, $1,200 a month for your car payment. For what? Who you trying to impress? Man, make your money work for you. Don't go get the money and just let it delete. Make it work for you.
Go talk to somebody. See how much a win this costs. See how much a rally is cost. Go invest in some juice bar. Do like C-Mo say, go look into the stock market, kind of put your money everywhere. And this for regular people too. You know, if you put your mind together, put your team together, get you a good gal. Now, I'm talking about a woman you could say, you know what, hey, man, she talking about she want to try to get her own dentist office. She want to be a dentist. No, matter of fact, now she want to. She on her way to be a dentist. And you could put, you could be like, you know what? I'm going to help her get that. Put that money toward that. And guess what, boy? You're going to be on top of the world with a gal like that on your team. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, we out here to help. We out here to help y'all and teach y'all and trying to, you know, show y'all a different way to look at stuff. I'm talking about y'all need to send this to all the ballers, all the boys who coming out in the draft, retweet this. Forward it, slash, review, re-listen, come back again, replay. Cause these boys who working out in the draft, this something they could be out there working out to in the weight room right now. And say, you know what? That's right. Make sure y'all send this to them guys, man. Cause it's something good to listen to while you're working out or you jogging, you know, getting your little workout on for us, not just in the weight room. But you might be doing you a good little spin class, yoga class, and man, you and they're gonna be tanning up, and they don't know why. But you like, oh, hey, I'm finna tighten up, I'm finna do my thing. But hey, man, this your host Mike Fee. We balling that we gonna ball. We gonna ball more. It's a Life and Football podcast. Hit us up on Twitter at Life and Ball and shoot us something in the email. We ain't got no email from none of y'all yet. Shoot us something. Ask us what y'all want to hear and what y'all want to know about. And the email is lifeandfootball2020@gmail.com.
They better
See
start
more.
talking to us now before it get real hard. The hotline get going and blowing and blowing and blowing where they can't get to us.
And then they're gonna be like, dog, man, them boy I can then y'all gonna be talking about, dog, they acting funny now. Them boy don't wanna holler at nobody, man. I retweeted something, they ain't even hit me up in the comments. I'm trying to tell y'all better get on the train. Cause we're gonna hopefully try to come out with some t-shirts or something later on, man. And,
videos. You know,
yeah, and what we do, and when we do get them t-shirts or whatever, and y'all send us a picture in that email or y'all retweet it or whatever, hey man, we're gonna post it all over.
Yes, sir.
Hey man, yeah, hey, we appreciate the love and all that. But hey, y'all come back again next Sunday and check us out. Or we're gonna be live and scribe in the football and live. All day and all night. That's right. We gone.
Holla.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.